Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As we move into the home stretch of the 2016 road construction season in Michigan, you might find yourself wondering, instead of pouring time and money into patching roads that crack every year during the winter, why not make better concrete? We've found someone who's working on the answer to that very question. Mo Elkasi is a newly graduated PhD with the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of Michigan. Mo did his dissertation on ultra-high performance concrete. Mo, give it to us straight. Would UHPC help Michigan's roads?
Short answer, absolutely yes. Long answer, we're a little bit away from being able to do that on a mass scale.
All right, how would it help? Let's go back to that short answer.
Traditionally, today's roads, they're made out of asphalt or more predominantly Michigan concrete. And as anyone who's ever driven on the roads there knows, the concrete does not do very well in harsh winters that are typically experienced in Michigan. Concrete itself, if you imagine, is like a very, very stiff and hard sponge. While it's very strong, it's also very porous, which means it has a lot of little openings. So in the winter, when snow starts to melt a little bit during the daytime, that water will then get into the material. And then as the night hits and it gets a little bit colder, that water that has now gone into the material freezes. And water, as you know, when it freezes, it expands. And it's that expansion within the concrete that causes concrete and asphalt to crack and break. And that's how you end up with potholes and damage. Throw into that all of the salt that we typically have to drop onto our roadways to keep tires and cars safe during the winter. Those salts and chlorides also work chemically to deteriorate and damage the material, all of which just begins to cause a big mess of our roads. And one of the predominant reasons why people get frustrated with infrastructure is those potholes aren't that easy to keep up with.
No, and they sure do cost a lot if you hit one going along at most any speed at all. So this ultra-high performance concrete, to help us understand how it can help with the roads, tell us what it is. How is it different than standard concrete?
Traditionally, like I was just mentioning, concrete is a very porous material, which means that those waters and those salts can get inside of it and damage it. Ultra-high performance concrete, on the other hand, is a very dense material. Water isn't capable of penetrating its surface very deeply. Salts and other chloride ions that are typically in road salts and chemicals also cannot penetrate the material. And therefore, you don't get that expansion within the material itself that causes a lot of that damage and potholes. And the material's density, along with its strength, really helps to make sure that no damage is occurring due to those environmental factors.
You know, how do you make it? Is it tough?
Traditionally speaking, in terms of regular concrete, you take your cement, your water, your coarse aggregate, which can be rocks or gravel, your fine aggregate, which can be sands and powders, and you mix them all together in a cement mixing truck, and you end up with a very wet material, which is called wet concrete. You pour that out as you would like, and you let that dry, and then that's how you get your roadway or your bridges. Ultra-high-performance concrete is actually very similar. The main difference is that it doesn't have that coarse aggregate, those big rocks and gravels. Instead, the biggest particle within ultra-high-performance concrete is those fine sands and fine powders, which makes the material much more dense. In terms of making it, you do it much the same process as you would regular concrete. You just mix that cement, those sands, water, a super plasticizer, which is just like a fancy lubricant that helps all of those materials mix together very fluidly. And then you pour it and you wait for it to dry and you get a very strong, very durable material.
And when we talk about strength, can you give us a sense, for example, how might it compare to the strength of steel?
Traditional construction steel will have a strength of around 30 KSI, which is about 30,000 pounds. Ultra-high performance concrete, compared to regular concrete, has a similar strength to steel, right around that 30,000 pound mark. And the concretes today that you see on the roads and on your highways and things like that is right around 5. So we're talking about 6 times the strength of regular concrete in compression, so squeezing together on the material. But also importantly, concrete has no strength in tension, meaning that if you pull on concrete, it breaks very easily. Imagine steel. You pull on steel and you're going to get a lot of strength, and most buildings and things like that are built with steel because it's a very strong material in both pushing and pulling. So concrete traditionally is only good in pushing. Ultra-high performance concrete is good in both. It has both strength and compression and tension, both pushing and pulling. So overall, a much more durable and resilient material.
Well, it is. This ultra-high performance concrete sounds real good. And if it's so much better than the regular stuff, what's it going to take to get it out on the roads?
Concrete and steel, they've been around for decades and centuries. We've had concrete since the Romans and steel since the turn of the century. So we've been building with those materials for a very long time, and we have a very good understanding of how those materials work. To compare, ultra-high performance concrete has really only been around for 20 years now, and that's from the start, you know, the very initial conception of that material. So there's still a lot of uncertainty in how this material performs, and there's been a lot of research in the past 20 years just trying to quantify that and making that data available to engineers and designers who can then go ahead and use that material. Also, though, ultra-high performance concrete is generally more expensive than concrete is today. Coarse aggregates, those big rocks and gravels, they're pretty cheap. You can get that on, you know, dollars per ton versus ultra-high performance concrete, which is using those fine sands and powders. They can be a little bit more expensive. And then ultra-high performance concrete is also filled with these tiny steel fibers. And these fibers, when mixed in with the concrete, the wet concrete mix, add a network of very strong fibers that create sort of a web of strength that helps the material, you know, gain its characteristics. And those fibers are very expensive in their current form simply because no one really makes them. But, you know, in the past 10 years, we've seen a lot of projects beginning to use ultra-high performance concrete. And even in that very short time, the price of a lot of the materials has come down. So I'm very optimistic, you know, in another 5 to 10 years, we'll start seeing this on a larger and larger scale.
Mo Alkasi is a newly graduated PhD from the University of Michigan Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. He did his dissertation on ultra-high performance concrete. Promising stuff. Thank you so much for sharing it with us, Mo.
Thank you very much for having me.